TalkRadioEurope.net.
A couple of quick questions, Tina, if I may. I'm quite sure you must have seen the advertising campaign that's running on the TV recently in the UK. I've only just recently started to see it here. When they're showing a very young man being abusive to his girlfriend, I mean, they're barely out of their teens. As someone who works in this area, is that something you think is a good idea? Do you think this kind of behaviour begins that early?
I think it starts much, much earlier than that. I think the key messages, I mean, you know, in the secondary schools, there are, you know, domestic violence kind of awareness, things going on. It's even kind of integrated, if you like, into some of the curriculums for the secondary school, if that's what you still call them now. But the kind of schools. So it starts really early of you know, the entrenched ideas of if you talk about gender and behavioural things and, you know, how to deal with emotions, that starts really early on. So I don't think you can ever be too young to get that education, albeit, you know, not everybody likes the idea of domestic violence awareness being taken into the schools. But certainly the TV advertisement that you're talking about is, yes, it's kind of aimed at teenagers. And the government here have certainly from this April have kind of changed the definition of domestic violence to kind of include 16 and 17 year olds as well. And that's really important because there have been many studies over the last few years that kind of worryingly kind of show or highlight that between teenagers, you know, some potential victims would think that domestic violence is acceptable throughout the relationship, which is a worrying thing.
Yes. I mean, in some ways, it's almost more gender abuse than domestic, you know, relationships. I mean, especially if you're talking about, I don't know, a 16-year-old boy and his girlfriend sort of thing, you know. It's domestic automatically assumes that they're, you know, cohabiting. So it isn't necessarily always that either, is it?
It certainly isn't, and that's one of the myths sometimes, and that's what can skewer different statistics, is because people do think, or they did, you know, many, many years ago, is that domestic violence was between people who, or married couples, you know, not necessarily people cohabiting. But, of course, it's much wider than that. You don't have to live together to be in a domestic violence relationship, and also the domestic violence kind of, you know, continues even when people separate. And that's one of the things to kind of highlight is, you know, if people are thinking of leaving a domestic violence situation, is that also a time